8:29 now. Good morning. I'm Leslie Thatcher. It's the local news hour on KPCW. Well, the Wasatch County School District has instituted a number of initiatives for student wellness. In the studio to talk more about them, I've got Ben Springer, the district's wellness director, along with spokeswoman Kirsta Alba. Good morning.
Good morning.
So,
good morning.
Ben, let's start with you. When did you come on to work with the district?
I came about, this would be starting my sixth year in Wasatch County School District, and prior to that, I was working here in the Park City School District. And so, yeah, I've been in this back of the Wasatch community for almost a decade now.
Yeah, so what's your background in the work of student wellness?
So my background is I'm a nationally certified school psychologist, and I got my doctorate at the University of Utah, studying parental involvement, bullying awareness, and teaching kids on the autism spectrum social skills.
Yeah, so the time that you've been working with kids, I mean, what have you noticed and in terms of just the changes that you've seen?
You know, it's not so much changes that I'm, you know, have my finger on the pulse on. It's more of the awareness has increased. So I think the student population, the struggles that a lot of kids are going on have been pretty static. It's the awareness and the sensitivities of school district that's, increased that I think the past decade for sure. Being able to talk about student wellness period a decade ago, it wasn't something that was on the wavelength of a lot of school boards or leadership, but now it really is.
Well, talk about then some of the issues though that students now deal with. I mean, because 10 years ago we didn't have social media like
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, no, I think it's a big thing. So we do a lot of community trainings and teacher trainings, and something that's popping up is the pressures on kids today is the same, but these tools like social media and the technology, they can exacerbate it. So it's still about fitting in, it's still about being accepted, and it's all about where kids fit in the world. And I think it's pretty clear now that with social media just in your face and all the apps and parents and I can't keep up with all the apps that the kids these days are using, but the bottom line is that it's the same pressures, but it seems like it can get amplified.
Yeah, so social media, of course, one of those, and then of course we've seen the increasing violence in video games. Yeah,
I think that's always been a talking point about, well, what about the violence in the media, and what are our kids exposed to? And like I said, I think those things play a role, but it's really everything comes down to community and family and schools. I mean, that's if you're seeing something, it's happening in not in a vacuum. It's not because the kids are glued to a video game. It's happening in a family system. It's happening in a school system, and it's happening in a community. So, I tend to shy away from a single something that's kind of correlated with issues like video games and media and violence to causing it. It's multifaceted, and it's right at home. It's what's happening.
The Wasatch School District has added resource officers to each of its schools. So how do these people, personnel, help?
I think all mandates for every public school or any school in general is student safety, period, right? And I think that's what it contributes to. The role is primarily to provide structural safety and supervision on school campuses. I think that's their primary role.
Yeah. So do we see these even at the elementary schools, huh?
Yeah, at every school. So there's a school resource officer presence at every school. That was a big response from our community about, and our school board was really supportive of, hey, this is just something that in the modern world today, it's unfortunate, but it's something that we've got to consider and our community considered very important and a very valuable resource.
So these officers, I mean, are they patrolling kind of the perimeter of the school, or they're in and out of the school?
They do it all, It really does. It brings kind of a smile on your face to see and work with the police force this closely. I've been working in school districts for 17 years, and, we rub elbows with school resource officers, but now it's nice. They're part of the team, and it's a nice collaborative effort.
Last year, we saw a few incidents of Wasatch County school districts making threats on social media, prompting a community-wide meeting. It brought out a lot of concerned residents. Several comments were made that people wanted to see more gun-carrying teachers and staff. Did the district come down on that issue?
No, I mean, that's something. I mean, I think those are definitely hot-button topics, but we just stick to the state, guidelines on that. There's nothing that we are for or against, or, it's just... It's definitely not one of our primary initiatives.
Yeah. So has anything, though, happened as a result of that community meeting?
Yeah. And, in fact, that community meeting was really eye-opening, mostly because of the participation of the community. So some great outcomes that came about it. So structural safety was one of the first ones that really came down to just, we called it, we kind of came, I don't know if we came up with the term, but hardening schools, literally the physical structure of the school. So entrances, things like that, that was a big deal. The school resource officer initiative that you mentioned was a big part of that. And, you know, clearly one of our take-home messages was an increase in support for student wellness and access to mental health support. So that, you know, those are some of the big things that came out of that meeting.
And has that all work been done then?
Yes. I mean, it's ongoing. So the structural stuff, the school resource officer initiative, and then, you know, creating kind of a crisis management center, those things are structurally, and you can kind of check off a box and say those are done. Student wellness and mental health services is an ongoing, refined system. And I think a lot of folks, you know, in the community that participated, that helped us realize that how integrated it has to be in the, you know, including parents, including the community, including the school. And so it's definitely, we're kickstarting a lot of, we think, a great programs and building on top of stuff that was already really, really strong. So our community was, like I said, it was really heartening. Lots of unity and lots of support for this.
So my understanding is that the district has hired one more psychologist, what, to help you?
Yes. So, I mean, I wish it was just to help me. It's help students, right? I have a lot of other folks that can help me, but it's directly to help students. This is based on district data, discipline data, and student wellness data that we need some pros in there. And this is, like I said, in addition to excellent social workers that we already have, school counselors. And school psychologists just bring a new wrinkle of assessment and intervention and system support. So that's, you know, they're like role players, and we're all working together.
What is the ratio? Do you have any idea of student to counselors or?
I don't have the numbers locked in my head. The National Association of School Psychologists does have a ratio, and it's something not recommended, but the average in the U.S. is something like 1 to 700 students, and as you can imagine, that's the National Association of School Psychologists says that should be a lot less that ratio, and so. A lot of these things, local school districts, we're very fortunate in Utah. We have school nationally accredited psychology programs for school psychologists. And so we have really good access to these professionals. And we want that ratio to improve in our school district as well.
Well, I was going to say you have about 7,000 students and 2 psychologists. So.
Well, 3. So there's myself, and I'm an administrator. I do help with assessment. We have we have 2 psychologists besides me, but then we also have 2 social workers and a school counselor in every building. So it's a very coordinated effort. It's not, you know, we consider us kind of a team, and we're this side of the system that focuses on student wellness. So we have actually, for districts out here in the back of the Wasatch, we're doing well in ratio. Could always be better. I'm biased, of course. I think all of us could use a psychologist in the building. So
yeah,
that's me.
How are at-risk kids monitored in the Wasatch schools?
Yeah, so they're monitored a lot, very similarly, I would say, to the way that we monitor reading and mathematics instruction. So we have excellent teachers, and the idea is that they know their students, and there's so many facets, but they're monitored pretty much daily, I would say. We have a bead on students as soon as they walk in the door and on all their performance, and so Wasatch County School District and the school board is really committed to not just monitoring reading or math, it's also their social and emotional needs as well. So we have great teacher teams, excellent leadership in every building. The principals that we hear that talk about it, this is spoken about in meetings. It's not like, oh gosh, now we got to talk about feelings. It's they're very tuned into it, and it's very nice, I got to say.
Yeah. What about folks who don't have the financial means to access therapy and care? What happens
now,
with that?
Now we're talking. So this is like, you know, a little soapbox for me is this is one of the great services of public schools. The services that we've got access to, excellent social workers, you know, that provide direct therapy right in the school. School psychologists, our bread and butter is assessment. So privately, the assessments we provide would cost thousands of dollars for families. We provide those in public schools. So through our systems of monitoring students, if a student or a family is in need, we provide it and we give it to them. And that's something that I'm very proud of about public schools, that these services that are so hard to get, you can get them, you know, in Heber City, Utah, and Park City, you know, all around, all the way down to Vernal. And it's fantastic. So could we do better? Could we always have more resources? Absolutely. Something that we're really excited about is implementing a family learning center. And this would include everything from, you know, reading with your kids to parent trainings on how to manage aggressive behavior. And, you know, it's a model that Jordan School District has used successfully for many years. And you know what? We're very collaborative across the state for these initiatives. And you know what? The future is looking bright for helping kids, and it's an exciting time to be in mental health.
Yeah, somebody that is in financial need, I mean, do they have to ask, or is that something that you would find
we're
out
the
through
ones,
assessments?
Yeah, we're the ones that have to ask permission. We want parent, you know, part of the guidelines, part of our policies and procedures are we need parent permission to do any of this stuff. So we're the ones, we've got the tools, we've got ready, and if our assessments are working right, we'll identify and we'll have some conversations with parents and school teams, and we'll initiate an assessment and say, hey, is this all right if we move forward to start finding some resources for you and your child?
All right. Anything else you want to mention that's been kind of put in place to address student wellness?
You know, on top of my list right now, I'm really excited about initiating this Family Education Center. With the result of the community involvement that we've had, it's something that I feel like can be really strong in our community. We're very fortunate for the folks that in Heber that want to help out with this. And it's been resoundingly clear that our school board is supportive of it. And yeah, it's a great time to, like I said, to be a school psychologist right now. You feel important right now.
Kirsten, anything you wanted to add?
No, I just wanted to come in with Ben and introduce these initiatives on behalf of Wasatch County School District, because it really is, we're showing a leadership position within the state in this space, and we're lucky to have someone like Dr. Springer on our team.
Okay, Kirsten and Ben, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
KPCW News Time now, 8:40. It's the local news hour on KPCW.